Okay, this year today is in the memory of Mordechai Ben Yitzchak. Okay, so thank you, Sarah, for recommending the topic, and Maya, kind of. Not your original topic, but we're going to get to it eventually. Another off-topic Maya topic. Okay, so today we're going to speak about the halacha called Kol Isha, about women singing. There's a lot of confusion about exactly what's supposed to be here, and so I figured that give you guys a little bit of background information about what is what's going on. So starting the Gemara in Brachos says Kol b'isha erva, that the voice of a woman is considered erva. So erva we best translated probably as like nakedness, so a woman's voice would basically be considered mostly inappropriate to be heard. There's another second Gemara in Megillah in the Talmud that says that there are certain women that were just so beautiful that just saying the name would cause the men to have bad thoughts and inappropriate thoughts. And one of those people is a woman named Rachav. So he said, okay, if you say the name twice, that you'll have like very, very inappropriate thoughts and could cause physical response as well. So the guy said, okay, Rachav, Rachav. He said, okay, see, nothing happened, so I disprove your whole theory. It says, no, you actually had to know the woman, know what she looked like and how beautiful she was. And then once you understood how beautiful she was, so then you might come to these bad thoughts if you had known her and then seen her name. The Gemara said that, continues on saying that Yael, Jewish heroine in the Gemara, in the Tanakh, that she, with her voice, would just seduce people as well. And so therefore, just hearing her voice might lead to bad thoughts. And how do we know that she could seduce people with just her voice? Think of the story that we know with Yael and the captain Sisera, that she drove a peg through his head. But how did she get him into the tent? All she did was talk to him. And she was able to get him into the tent to then kill him in the times of the Hanukkah story. So you have this idea here also. But again, maybe you need to know who Yael is to say that that her voice was very very nice and provocative. Whatever, you also need to know who she is. So the big question that basically we have to answer is this really the Gemara basically says that when you're not supposed to be doing it when you're saying Shema. When you're saying Shema, when you're davening, when you're praying, so that's really when you're not supposed to have inappropriate anything in front of you. So if there's a woman who's naked, if there's a man who's naked in front of someone while they're saying Shema, not be okay. So if a woman is singing while the person is saying Shema, that would be a problem because we're worried that he is going to get distracted from saying Shema, and therefore it would be problematic. So the big question that we have to ask is this only during Kriyat Shema or is it at all times? So if Hai Gaon says that it is that it's only by the Rush and the Shulchan Aruch says that it's all the time, and the Rav Haigon says that it's really only during Shema. Most we hold by Rush and the Shulchan Aruch and everyone else who says that it's at all times, not only during the Shema. Rav Adya Yosef though says that he's basically asking, is it a derabbanan? Is it from the rabbis or it's from the Torah, deraisa? And he says basically that according to everyone, even according to the Rambam, it would just be from the rabbis and it would not be a Torah prohibition. But again, there is no decisor, no rabbi that will say that that it is permissible nowadays, that it is not permissible, regardless of whether or not it's a rabbinic enactment or a Torah enactment. So the big question that comes up nowadays is, what about radio? What do we constitute the radio? So Sitz Eliezer says that there's there's a way to be lenient. And he says that really the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, really only takes hold when you're able to see something, right? It's a famous statement that says that the eye sees, the heart desires, and then the body goes to do the act. So you need to both see the person to be able to start that process of eye sees, and then the heart wants. So without the seeing, you lose out on the other half. So on the radio, when you're listening, it's not really the woman's voice that's singing. You're listening to a machine that is recording the voice. It's not actually the voice. So some people want to make a difference between radio and microphones. The microphone just kind of broadcasts, whereas the radio like records and stores. And then you're listening to a recording of what sounds very much like a woman, but it's not a woman. It's the machine producing the sound that sounds like a woman. So if you want to just put it into more technological terms, right? If I had my GPS set to sing directions to me, right? If that was possible. I'm sure we'll get there in a few years. We haven't gotten there yet. Do they have that? Anyone? Does Taylor Swift sing to you when she...
You could have someone else. You could record.
No, but I'm saying, does anyone know? Is there such a thing? Does GPS sing you directions? No? Okay, not yet. Not yet. Someone needs to produce it, and then. But the same thing is your GPS is not right. If AI is doing the voiceover or whatever, it's not. You know, no one in the world. It's literally and physically impossible to sit and say, okay, I'm going to sit and record every single direction, every single street, every single this, that, whatever. You know, and then say, okay, the woman is going to record every single one of them. So even more so that if you're not sitting and recording, that it's literally AI generated. So that would also be able to be okay. So the big question is it a question in women's voice, or is it a question of bad thoughts? Meaning, are you not allowed to hear a woman's voice and because of everything that's going to happen later down the road? Or are you worried about evil thoughts producing and therefore you have to stop it sooner? So meaning, if it's going to cause, you know, thoughts that of doing something that's not okay, so then it shouldn't really matter, you know, if it's a radio doing the voice or not. If it's a rule in the woman's actual voice, so then it would be a rule in the actual voice. Let's take it one step further. What happens if you have a man that sounds like a woman when he sings, which is very possible? What's his name? There's a guy who like sings both halves of Aladdin. Do you know what I'm talking about? Look it up on YouTube. This guy who sings both halves of a Whole New World, both the Jasmine's half and Aladdin's half, and he can change his pitch. So, like, is that not allowed because he sounds like a woman? No. The answer is that there has to be actual. Again, same would be kind of the same answer as the GPS. Is there has to be an actual woman involved in the singing there? Rav Zilberberg in the Chalkas Yaakov says though. It says across the board, it's not okay, even in the radio, even if you don't know what the singer is or who the singer is, you can't listen to it. But Rav Avadya Yosef, again, comes the Sephardi guy who says that it would be more okay, saying that you're able to listen if you don't know who she looks like. So it actually comes out a little bit more interesting because the people who you would want to be more careful about probably know who the artist is and therefore would not be able to listen. And the people who don't know who the artist is, like me, I don't listen to radio. And my sister likes to play a song and be like, who can guess it first? The old man, when my father was alive, my sister used to play, who can guess it first? My six-year-old father or my brother who's a rabbi? Like, both of us don't listen to radio. We don't know modern music. And neither of us would win. So again, it would come out that I might be able to be allowed to because I don't know who the person is, according to Rav Avadya Yosef. Yeah, Leo.
What if like you're watching a movie and you don't know the movie has music in it, but you watch a movie and the woman singing in the movie, so you can't watch the movie anymore. You have to leave the movie.
If I don't answer it, so bring it up at the end again. Okay, I'm hopefully going to answer it, but if I don't, let me know. Okay. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Okay, so Rav Moshe, what's his name? Rav Moshe Feinstein, thank you. My mind just went absolutely blank. So he says that the voice of a younger girl, basically under the age of bat mitzvah, so 11 and under, would be okay because they didn't reach. Basically, they didn't have their a period yet, and once they have their period, so. They become what's called a nida in Hebrew, and so therefore under that age it would be okay because women are generally getting periods just around 11 and up. Yes, granted there are plenty of women who get their periods earlier, but general rule is okay. So the question comes up by singing Zmirot at a table if you're allowed to listen to. If a woman is allowed to sing either at her own table or if you're going to someone else's house for Shabbat and the people are singing Zmirot or singing Shabbos songs, are you allowed to be at the table? Do you have to plug your ears and say la 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 la? Short answer, don't do that. But we're going to see the Gemara in Sota says that when two women are singing, when there's two stanzas in the song, it used to be either that the men sing and the women respond, or the women sing and the men respond. And it says in the Gemara that both are bad, but even worse if the women start, because then the men are listening to their cue, and then they're really paying attention to the song, which could lead to thoughts. So a lot of people say that there's this allowance for hearing women in groups. But it doesn't seem like there's – Rav Svif Petach Frank says that there's no allowance. And the Chasam Sefer also says that if you're standing too close to the mechitza in shul and you hear the women from the women's section singing, so that could also be a problem because, again, it could cause you thoughts. However, the Sri Deish is probably the person who you hear most quoted in this topic because he says that when you – he was asked basically, there's a group called the Kiruv group, group of non-religious Jews that they're trying to bring closer to Judaism. And he was asked, can we sing Shabbos songs at the table? And there's three reasons why he said that you might be able to be a little bit lenient. Number one, he says, of a rule that two voices combine, you can't tell them apart, which is probably the most quoted opinion when you talk about Kol Isha, that when you have two people singing that you can't tell them apart, but potentially more problematic because if they're coming together very harmoniously, so it doesn't stop a person from having thoughts, about the woman. And just because you can't tell the difference about their voices. Number two is maybe that by Shabbos songs, so you don't necessarily have the same evil intentions or you don't have bad thoughts coming through your mind when you're singing holy songs about Shabbos. And the third is that it's also just not proper that when you're singing songs of Shabbos that you're not going to be like – in your mind you'll be like, well, this would be improper for me to think improper thoughts. So then you wouldn't have – improper thoughts. But Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch in Germany said that it was very common in Germany and among German rabbis to allow singing at the Shabbos table of singing Zmirot, of singing songs for Shabbos, regardless of men, women, together, whatever. And they bring even a proof from a verse in the Nevi'im that says, from the prophets, that Devorah, who is the prophetess, that she sang in front of Barak. Now, in the text, it does not say that they are husband and wife, even though the rabbis later on say that they are husband and wife. But according to just simple, she sang in front of people, and she sang in front of Barak. And therefore, it would seem like it would be more okay. Now, Leo, ask me your question again. Okay, ask your first question again. In the movies. So the short answer that we said before was you do not have to plug your ears. If you end up at a Shabbos table that people are singing Zmirot, you would not have to plug your ears. So going to a movie, if you're going to go see like Les Miserables, like in the movie theater, like you expect to be singing because it's a singing movie. Like you just have to be realistic. Like if you're going to, so if you're going to a So, yeah, so I think that there is room to be lenient, especially if you don't know who it is. And again, like, you're if you're not putting yourself in a purposeful way to go out of your way to listen and it just happens, you also have to be like a normal human being in life, right? If you're going on, you can't, you shouldn't, you're not going to say, well, you're not allowed to use the subway and you're not allowed to go, you know, to 42nd Street, what? Or the mall because they're playing music on the loudspeakers or like, or, you know, you still have to live a normal life. So if you're going to be watching something, again, assuming that it's appropriate, that you're going to be watching something and it happens to be that there's a woman singer in the background, like whatever, it's like, okay, you know, the same question comes up about.
Guys are not supposed to, for example, the guys are not supposed to go watch like Broadway shows and operas and stuff.
Right.
They're not supposed to go.
Yeah, probably better not to.
Okay.
Other questions, comments, concerns? You said you had a couple of questions.
Yeah, and
that was all of them.
Similar to movies, like the video games are getting popular now. But someone gets a video game, they're playing it, and then in the middle of the game, it's like singing.
But again, that's what I'm saying. It's like if you're going to a mall and you know that they're gonna Taylor Swift is definitely gonna be on the soundtrack. You know, like you don't have to not be like, well, I can't go to the mall ever now. You know, I can't ever go to the mall. I can never go to even forget malls like JCPenney, Macy's. Like if you go to like a single store, they're gonna have stuff on the loudspeaker. Right. Yeah, even ShopRite have music. Like you can't go to you have to assume that there's gonna be stuff, but you have to be like a human being. You can't always be like this, la 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 la, you know, forever your whole life just in case a woman is singing. Like the same question comes up during the 9 days, which is the days starting from the first day of the Hebrew month Av until you hit Tisha B'Av, which is mourning the temple destruction, that you're not supposed to be listening to music. So question is like, okay, so I'm not supposed to go on the subway. I can't go to 42nd Street. I can't watch any TV shows because there might be a music soundtrack. I can't go to a mall. I can't go to JCPenney. I can't go to ShopRite because there's going to be music. It's like, no, you still have to be a human being. If there happens to be music playing, okay, so you don't have to pay such careful attention and like whatever. Yes, sir.
What if you were at like a live performance and a woman was singing but she was wearing a mask?
So that would be trying to figure out, again, this is probably the same question as the radio is, and whether or not you hold like Rebbe Avadya Yosef, which is it really the woman itself that you need to both see and hear the woman? Or is it really just hearing the woman's voice will cause the improper thoughts, and therefore, regardless of whether or not she's masked or you see her or you don't see her, even if it's just on the radio, whether or not that would be problematic. It would kind of play into that same discussion.
So there's a TV show I want to watch, and you know that the theme song of the show is sung by a woman, but you don't care about the song, you care about the show. So you can't watch the show because you know...
Every modern TV show has a skip... Recap, skip intro button. So put it on mute for 3 seconds. Like, go get a snack while the theme song is playing, and then, yeah. So yes, the question is again, so that's pre-giving of the Torah, and it's a little bit harder to prove stuff from before the giving of the Torah versus after the giving of the Torah, but yeah, I don't have a good answer except for that, but yeah, it's a good point. Maya, you had something? You were raising your hand also?
No.
Oh, okay. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Questions, comments, concerns? No.
Yes.
All right, with that, everyone have a wonderful day.